Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Senator Booker is done yelling at his flip phone. I think so.
Yeah, we all miss the days of landlines, but this is the reality today. We were asking you a minute ago about, with so many people in the field, how do you stand out?
Well, I'm the only person that has my resume of being a chief executive officer of a state's largest city and helping to lead it through economic crisis to economic success. And I've been a senator that's actually gotten major pieces of legislation done in a divided Congress under a Republican president. So I'm very proud to have that kind of resume, but I'm also one of those people that thinks we're not going to win this election by fighting on Donald Trump's terms, by trying to fight fire with fire. I ran a fire department. That's not a good strategy for putting out fires. And so I'm out here talking every day about us uniting this country again and reviving ideals of civic grace and a more courageous empathy so we can actually start dealing with the persistent injustices. That's how we solve problems in America.
Yeah. We have heard that you're not among, though, the top couple of contenders when it comes to total dollars that have been raised so far. That's going to names like Bernie Sanders and the like. Is that a sign of trouble that maybe you're not getting as much traction as you should?
Oh, God. I think of the 20 or so candidates, we're in the top five. We're hitting our numbers and our goals and raising millions of dollars. And I'm proud that we're raising it from small dollar contributions, a lot of small dollar contributions. And 80% of the people plus who are giving to me, it's their first time giving. So we're actually showing a lot of strength financially and have some of the best teams on the ground in the early primary states, as reported by their local media. So I'm excited about how much our election is, how well our campaign is going, the millions we're raising and the momentum that we're having. And we're hoping that folks will show up on Saturday for my hometown kickoff in Newark, New Jersey, starting Saturday morning around 9-10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to have a major campaign event, and we're hoping that folks from the tri-state area will come and enjoy the great food and entertainment, but really to set this campaign off to talk about justice in our nation and opportunity in our nation for all.
That'll be at Military Park?
Yes, the Military Park in Newark, New Jersey on Saturday. I hope folks will come. And you can go to my website, CoreyBooker.com, to find out more about it.
You know, what's great about Military Park, they just rebuilt the whole thing. It looks fantastic. And the last I heard, they had Thursday farmers markets, which shows you how things are changing in Newark.
Yeah, it was one of the last things I did as mayor was raise some private money and get people to rebuild that park. I'm really proud that it's that whole area of our city is transforming, creating lots of jobs for our residents. So Newark is going through its biggest economic development period in 60 years. Businesses coming back, parks, new parks, supermarkets and food deserts. It's really a testimony to what we did together to take one of America's cities with one of the worst reputations and turn it around to a place that businesses, in fact, it's the first time in 60 years our population is growing again because folks want to be a part of what's going on in Newark. And I hope everybody will be a part of it on Saturday and come and see our city.
So would that be your answer to President Trump if you were to face him when he said that you ran Newark into the ground?
Yeah, well, that belies data as well as anybody who drives through Newark and sees the incredible things we've done. So I would love him to come at it that way because that's how they tried to stop me from being a United States senator, but New Jersey knew what was going on in her biggest city. And I think America will see that I was a mayor in a crisis from a city that was known for, had a reputation at least for crime and corruption, that we've really turned it around.
We are hearing that you might be willing to support Medicare for All, as if that's being discussed now. That's going to be a Sanders plan that's going to be out today. Is that something you would go along with? Would you support a single payer, a government-run system?
Well, we have a system right now that is so broken. It's the most expensive on the planet Earth, and we have the worst results for industrial nations. This system, if I was going to design it, we all share a goal of wanting to have a nation where everybody has access to health care, affordable quality health care. Now, I think the best way to do it would be design a Medicare for all system. But anybody who says those words, Medicare for all, who's running for president, the next thing out of their mouth should be talking to people about, well, if we have a split Congress, what are you going to actually do in your first year to make healthcare more accessible and affordable? And I talk very specifically about my plan to drive down prescription drug costs using Medicare power to drive it down and do like other countries do, that if you're going to raise the prices of a drug in our country while it's lower in others, we're going to prevent you from doing that or take away your patent. In addition, we can make Medicare for all who want it. We can lower the eligibility to 55. That'll pull older people out of the private market to lower their costs, as well as give people a really solid option. So there's a lot of very pragmatic things we can do. But yeah, when it comes to my ideal, if I was going to design the system and where I think we should be moving as a country, ultimately is towards a Medicare for all system.
Senator Booker, one more question. Speaking of your ideals, there is talk about actually, there's been a lot of talk for a lot of years, but I think you're signing on to a bill that would study reparations for the descendants of slaves. And I heard from Bernie Sanders that if we do that, we'd also have to do the same thing for Native Americans. Would you agree with that?
Well, let's take a step back for a second. I am actually not signing on. I'm leading the Senate bill. I've introduced the bill that would bring a study together to deal with this issue. We have in our nation pretty savage inequalities when it comes to African Americans and the majority population. And these are very overtly biased laws that led into the 1960s and 70s that were redlining neighborhoods and causing real harm. And so the ideal of studying and finding a way to begin to write balanced economic scales because of the biased and bigoted laws of the past, to me, is something that is reasonable. Because it's not just about black people. It's actually how do you make a nation that is more prosperous and thriving for all people. Creating the kind of laws we had in the past that excluded African Americans, going all the way back to slavery, has hurt all of America. And I think what some politicians are saying this is not what it is. What it really is about trying to balance the economic scales in our country and create a nation where more people can thrive and be successful, which actually helps the whole country as a whole.
And yet a lot of people hear the word reparations and they say that just puts up another wall between black and white in this country and it starts the argument all over again.
Yeah, which is unfortunate that people have co-opted that term and turned it into something negative. When a lot of the people who are some of the best thinkers on this issue are not talking about writing checks to people. They're talking about the kind of investments we make in society that help all people. Look, when you decide to have a criminal justice system that right now, as we have, there's no difference between blacks and whites for using drugs or dealing drugs, but blacks are almost four times more likely to be incarcerated for it. What that does to neighborhoods and communities is to suppress their economic well-being, to deny them justice. And it actually creates the very problem you say you want to solve.
Just want to follow up, though. Native Americans, should they be part of this, too?
And what you do is when you write the scales on the criminal justice system, which is incredibly biased in its impact, what you do is you actually restore ideals of justice and create a better system. And, yeah, I've gone to Native American reservations and seen what our harms or our past has done to them. We all should be invested in them having equal opportunity and think about the kind of things that we could do that would create that reality. And let me give you one example, a very just simple example. I have a bill called Baby Bond, that if you invest $1,000, every child that's born gets an account, $1,000 account. We could pay for this easily by reversing these toxic Trump tax cuts. Every child then every year would get deposits into that account based upon their family income up to $2,000. By the time a child is 18 years old, the lowest-income kids in our country would have upwards of $50,000 to do the things that would create wealth, buy a home, start a business, invest in college. Now, that is something that would be good for all Americans, giving them stake. But guess what it would also do? It would actually eliminate the racial wealth gap in our country. The Columbia University says it would eliminate it. These are creative ideas that give every American opportunity to balance the racial wealth gap in our country, which is a real problem.
Senator Cory Booker on the line, candidate for President of the United States. The big announcement coming up this weekend in Newark.
Good to have your time this morning, Senator. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. And I hope folks will come out on Saturday to Newark, New Jersey. We're going to have an incredible day as we launch a hometown kickoff for my presidential campaign.
In Brick City, USA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.